ready and you reminded of what Jesus did for you when he saved your soul. You just want to thank him this morning. Well, this is a good time to just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Maybe like the leper, you have been cleansed, but there are some areas of disobedience still in your life. And the Lord can't use you to the fullest, because after the leper was healed, again, I said, Jesus told him, don't you tell anybody, but go show yourself to the priest. But he went out and told everybody what the Lord had done for him. You know, it's a little hard to keep what Jesus has done in your life to yourself. And so he just went out and he told everybody. And so let me close by saying, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, I need to tell you, he cares for you. And he's ready to reach into your life and touch you at the very point of your need with this powerful touch. I don't know about you, but one day he touched my life, and my life has never been the same. Have you been touched by his transforming power? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he heal a sin-sick soul and make you clean? Ain't God all right? Have you been touched this morning by his transforming power? As the songwriter say, shackled by a heavy burden, beneath a load of guilt and shame. But then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. For he touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that flooded my soul. I'll tell you something, something happened, and right now I know that he touched me and he made me whole. I don't know about you, but I'm glad he touched my life one day. Ain't God all right? Do you know him this morning? Have you tried him for yourself? If he touched your life this morning, let me hear you say amen. Amen. Yeah, Lord. I tell you, Jesus, he will touch you, and his touch will bring a difference, because his touch is a touch that transforms, just like he touched this leper and made him clean. He'll touch your life and make you clean. Ain't God all right? If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes. Oh, I know he's all right. Breathe the line low. I tried him for myself. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And he made me whole. And if he touched your life, he made you whole also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if he haven't touched your life, he can make you whole.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to worry about if he's willing, because he is willing.
Amen.
You remember I told you about when God answered prayer, sometimes he say no, sometimes he say wait, but many times he says yes. But the only time he never says no is to a repentant sinner who want to be saved.
Yeah.
His answer is always yes, and he's always willing to touch that life. He's always willing to save a soul, as well as a backslider. He's always willing to restore him back to fellowship.
Amen.
And so as I guess everybody remember, that's how we take our open church doors, and perhaps there may be somebody who would like to get on board for whatever reason. You might have a backslidden. Maybe you may have backslidden, and you just want to come and be restored. You can come, for the Lord is able to restore you. Perhaps you're just going through some things, and you just need prayer, somebody to pray with you.
Amen.
You also can come.
Yes.
Jesus says to all, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and in me you'll find rest for your soul.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Luke is Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. Just one verse. There's so much deep revelation in the Word of God. All I've been preaching for many years, just one verse. That's how rich the Word of God is. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. The Bible said, and he, talking about Jesus, he said something to them. What did he say? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's how you get blessed. Guess what's going on? Many Christians, they come to church, but they never go. See, I can close my book and go home. The Bible is really not complicated. This is how you get blessed. Go. It is a command. Into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. You do that, you activate the blessing. You don't do that, you will only hear about it and you'll never see. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you that you have chosen this season to reveal the mysteries behind your word. Holy Spirit, help our understanding. Glorify yourself in this place. Help your servant to make it plain. Bless your people. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled God's Assignment to Every Christian. God's assignment to every Christian. The passage I just read to your hearing is about Jesus talking. These were his last statements. If you know anything about humanity, when somebody is about to die, when somebody is about to go away, whatever they are saying is very, very significant. They don't have time for rumors. They don't have time for opinions. Whatever is in their heart, they will declare it. Here, you know about Jesus. Jesus came to this world. He preached to humanity. Then they arrested him and they killed him. And the Bible says on the third day, he rose again. Am I in the book? Then what happens is that when he rose again, he said, look, I'm fixing to leave. If I stay here, the comforter will not come. So before I leave, I have some instructions for you. I have some assignment for you. Then he asked them to meet him on a particular mountain. And sure enough, all the disciples showed up. This time there were 11 of them left. You remember what happened to Judas. And this is what he told them on that mountain before he left. He said, hey, brothers, there is an assignment for you. I happen to be a college professor. I don't know of any professor that would teach without giving an assignment. So, the university is not just a place for you to come and listen. After the professor finishes, then he will give you an assignment. Even little school, they call it homework. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the easiest way to flunk any course is for you not to do your homework. There's a reason why you parents, sometimes you stay up during the night to help your children to do their homework, to do their assignment. But what is troubling to me is that you help your children to do their assignment, but you never do your own assignment. It's amazing to me. Sometimes I've been scratching my head. What is wrong with human beings? You know the importance of homework. You know the importance of assignment. You stay up to help your children. In fact, sometimes you not only help them, you actually do their homework. Don't look at your neighbor now. Why do you help your children to do their homework? Why do you help your children to do the assignment? Because you know if they don't do their assignment, they're going to get in trouble. guess what? Come to the spirit world. The master, the professor, the savior of this world has given you and me an assignment. If you want to provoke blessings in your life, if you want to activate the blessings of God that will make you rich and add no sorrow, you need to do your assignment. Brother Pastor, what is the assignment? I'm glad you asked. He said, go. He even told you where to go. To the world. Then he told you what to do. Preach. I like a professor that will give you an assignment and also give you direction. And all you need to do is follow the direction. Jesus even told you who to preach to. He said, every creature. That word go in Greek, it means poriamia. That word means to depart from where you are. You see how simple it is. In English, the word go is a verb. It's a command. It calls for action. To go, there has to be a movement. The problem with church folks, they don't want to move. They don't want to go nowhere. The Jews are like church people. See, this kind of gospel is hard for the Jewish people. You know why? Because David, their king, their leader, their statesman, built Jerusalem. Spectacular city. Some of us have been there. Then they build the temple. So guess what? Everybody in the whole world comes to Jerusalem. Jerusalem don't go to nobody. That's the problem of the church. You know what the church does? They will say the church, the door of the church is open. That is not the gospel. That's a lying devil. The reason why nobody comes in is because the assignment is not for you to open the door of the church. The assignment is for you to go. Out of the door and compel men and women to come so that my house may be full. You see how church folks missed it. So there is a church in every corner of the city. But most of the churches are virtually empty. You know why? Because we fail to do our assignment. And our assignment is to do what? Go. Religion don't go. What religion does is say, you all come to us. And that is why America, Christianity is going down the hill. Europe used to be a very spiritual nation. Now most of the cathedral in Europe is a museum. They are living in what we call post-Christianity. America used to send missionaries to Africa, to India, Now Africa is sending missionary to America. You know why? Because you build fancy churches, but you refuse to go. Central to Christianity is that assignment, going. Not waiting for people to come, but go. Go means you have to move, you have to depart, you have to go out and make disciples of all nations. The problem with many of us, we become comfortable in our comfortable pews. We build fancy buildings with chandeliers and gold rims, all kinds of whistles and bells. The Bible describes it, we have become at ease in Zion. When are you going to do your assignment? You meet people all the time. You talk about shopping. You talk about sports. You talk about movies. But you never talk about the Lord. You know why people don't go? You know why people don't talk about the Lord? Because going is risky. When you go, you risk being rejected. That's why y'all don't go nowhere. That's why, ask yourself, this week, who have you talked to about Jesus? You will be shocked if I pass the microphone. 99.9% of everyone under the sound of my voice, we failed woefully. Because we won't go. Nobody wants to risk being rejected. But look at Jesus, our role model. Notice what he said. He warned you already, you will be hated. You will be rejected. Didn't he warn you? Then follow him as he followed his father. He himself was rejected. But he never stopped going. The Bible says he came unto his own. His own received him not. He was rejected of men. But ladies and gentlemen, if you will go, ladies and gentlemen, you will provoke incredible blessings upon your life, upon your family, upon your household. Ladies and gentlemen, that word go means to carry one thing to another. In other words, you got something. You carry it to another. It means you don't go empty-handed. Please permit me to share something with you about the Africans. You see, your pastor just came back from Africa. I hope I didn't get in trouble by sharing my experience with you. When you travel internationally, you are entitled to two luggages and one carry-on. Because many people never travel, so I got to help people. And ladies and gentlemen, so when we were going, now, all I need is just two blue jeans and two shirts. And give me my debit card. Somehow, all of that will fit in in a purse, in a carry-on. But I noticed when it's time to go, we had four big, heavy luggages. And let me move to this side of so I don't get in trouble. And two carry-on. In fact, the carry-on is also a luggage. So in my small mind, I'm thinking, what's in all this? I know they're not mine. But I don't want to start a fight. So I just go along. Then we get to the airport. Then the airport says some of these luggages are too heavy. Now, I have to go through the embarrassment of opening my luggages and moving something from this one to this one to this one so that it can. And none of it is for me. So at some point, I couldn't hold it anymore. I tried not to risk it. I have to ask Sister White, who is? Finally, I learned a very hard lesson. My wife explained to me that those luggages, yes, it's not for you, but it's not for her either. And I'm saying, okay, now help me. If it's not for me, it's not for you. Who? And then I open them just to check it. Sometimes I will see a bar of soap. Sometimes I will see a t-shirt. Sometimes I see a belt. I say, what meaneth this? Then I learned a hard lesson. That when you go, you don't show up empty-handed. So when those Africans see you coming, they're not impressed by the fact that you came. They want to know, what did you bring for us? The Bible is saying the same thing. It's not just for you to go. You got to bring something. Are you all still here this morning? And what do you have to bring? The instruction says, bring the gospel. You see how simple the Bible is? Sometimes some of you will go, but you bring a mess. Some of you, sometimes you go, you bring gossip. Some of you, sometimes you go and you bring nothing. But Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. Are you still here? It means you have something to bring to this world. Ladies and gentlemen, the question must be asked, what is the gospel? The Greek word for the gospel is hugoleon, which means the English word for evangelize. That's where we got that word. Ladies and gentlemen, that word evangelize means good news. So not only do you have to go, you'll bring good news. Why do we have to bring the good news? Because the world is full of bad news. Am I telling the truth this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, it means the world is messed up. The world is in sin. Hamartia is the Greek word for sin. It means to miss the mark. You ever gone shooting? you set up a range. Sometimes I take my students over there to, there's a place close to the airport. There's a shooting range for the sheriff department. And I will make all those students, because some of them wants to be FBI agents. Some of them wants to be CIA agents. Some of them wants to be a border patrol agent. Some of them wants to be a law enforcement. So I will take all of them. I will ask the community to donate money. We will buy MO bullets and we'll take them to the shooting range. And then they're shooting. I'm teaching them. This is real world that you're going to deal with. But I noticed sometimes when those students will shoot, they miss the mark. Every one of us here have missed the mark. From the pulpit to the pews, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So because we missed the mark, we are doomed for hell. The good news is that Jesus came to this world and died for our sins. So we who was bound for hell, we now have a chance to live with God forever. Somebody shout good news. All of us need good news. Many of you have been trying to be a good husband, but you missed the mark. Many of you have been trying to be a good wife. Truth be told, you missed the mark. Many of you have been trying to be a good Christian. Truth be told, you missed the mark. Many of us are trying to live a godly life. But truth be told, we missed the mark. All of us, without exception. But thank God. Thank God Jesus came. That's the good news. He died for our sins. And not just because he died. Because I was sitting here this morning, and I'm seeing the cross display on the screen. I'll get with my media staff. Thank God for the cross. But the gospel don't stop with the cross. I'm going to teach them. See, you'll be amazed what pastors do. We are attentive to details. Every time I blink my eye, there's a cross. There's a cross. And the Bible says, yeah, the cross and the cross. You see, that's not the end of the gospel. It's not just, he died, and you're losing your voice. The gospel is that he rose again. Oh, I wish I could help somebody. The Bible is so simple. A lot of people have died. Muhammad died. Even Dr. King died. It's not about you dying. Many people have died. Even terrorists. They die for a cause they believe. But no one ever got up. For early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Somebody say, that's the gospel. That's the gospel. The Bible says you need to take that to a world that is dying for good news. Amen. Our faith hinges on the fact that not only did Jesus die, but he rose again. This is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, he said, if Jesus had not risen, He said, all of our preaching is in vain. You see what the gospel really is? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make sure we understand what Jesus is asking us. He said, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel. Notice the target. I wish I had time to break this down. All the world. Some Bible say all creation. That means all this idea of this is a black church, this is a white church, is straight from hell. Every church ought to be open to everybody. This child ought to be full of all kinds of people. Not just the Hispanics, not just the black, all creatures, all the world. The Greek word for that is ethnos. That means you don't cater to only your own clique. This is the problem with religion. You see, the Jews, your religion really reminds me a lot about our Jewish brothers and sisters. See, they consider everybody outside the Jews to be Gentiles, to be unclean. They call them outsiders. So if you're not born Jew, you no good. And religion is making you and me practice the same stupidity. So when we invite people, you invite black folks like you. That's if you ever invite anybody. The white folks are guilty of the same. Hey, don't turn me off. You know I'm anointed. The white folks doing the same thing. So we have all this spirit of division. But the Bible says, preach to all nations. All nations include every race. Amen. All nations include every color. Amen. All nations include every rich, every poor, every kind of people. This is, oh man, help me, Holy Ghost. This is why Jesus left the Jews and went and stayed by the well and wait for a non-Jew, a harlot, a prostitute, a Samaritan. The kind of people Jews don't hang around. I'm trying to help you. The disciples even question, why are you talking to somebody? He is not black like us. He is not one of us. But Jesus said, I'm sent to the whole world. He understood what is missing in the church today. Remember Deacon Phillips? Deacon Philip was commanded by the Holy Spirit to go into the desert and hang out with an African, an Ethiopian eunuch. He is not a Jew, but God sent him there because God is no respecter of persons. You better get delivered from all your Mickey Mouse religion and get in the will of God so that you and your children can be blessed. Peter was a racist. Yes, I said it. But God busted his religion like he's sending me to bust every stupid religion in this community. He sent him to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile, a non-Jew. He showed him a vision, let down some kind of plate from heaven, and told Peter, come on, eat. Peter said, oh, no, I'm a Jewish man. That's like saying I'm a black man. We don't eat that kind of mess. But God said, you don't call a mess what God has blessed. Get up your behind. Go and preach. If you're a black man, reach out to the white. If you're a white man, reach out to the black. If you're Hispanic, reach out to everybody. Let's build the church of God. Go ye therefore. Let me say this in conclusion. Let me tell you what you need to do, how you're going to do it. He said, preach the word. Thank you, sister. You see how simple it is. On your job, preach the word. In your school, preach the word. I don't care if they're dirty. I don't care if they're stinking. Preach the word. Even at the casino, preach the word. In the nightclub, preach the word. I don't care if they're on drugs, preach the word. The gospel is not meant for your little club. Are you still here? How do you do this thing? Let me say this in conclusion, because I have another church coming behind you. See, he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. He said, teach them. Somebody shouts, teach them. You have no right to condemn anybody in this community that you have failed to teach. You have no right to call anybody a crackhead, a drug addict, or a drunk when you have failed to teach. He said, teach them. Even Malcolm X, God, he said, by all means necessary, teach them. Teach them that the wages of sin is dead, but the gift of God is eternal life. Am I right about it? Teach them to love their family. Teach them to keep their nose clean. Teach them. Just this past week, I told you, the governor just appointed me into a board. You're not going to find too many preachers in your city, in your parish, with this kind of anointing. I didn't even apply for it. There's a board here called Red River Levy Board. I don't even know what they do. Yes, I said it. It is the anointing. Good God Almighty. You are the head and not the tail. Teach them. You are above and not beneath. Teach them. Teach them the church is not a place to gossip. Teach them. The church is not a place for backbiting. Teach them. The church is not a place for hating other. All of you player haters, hear the word of the Lord. Oh, ye dry bones. Hear the word of God. This is, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But you then turn it to a den of thieves. Teach them. God loves everybody. It don't matter what you have done. It don't matter where you've been. Teach them. God is no respecter of person. What is done for somebody, he'll do it for. Teach them. Got to stop. Everybody stand to your feet. There is a prophet. His name is Isaiah. He said, I heard the voice sing. Prophet Isaiah, what did you hear? Isaiah 6 verse 8. He said, who shall go? Who can I send? Central Louisiana is on fire. The house is burning down. Having churches at every corner is not going to do it. God is looking for somebody that will say like Isaiah, here am I. Send me. I'm going to open the door of the church. You know what this invitation is about? It's about positioning yourself for the blessing. It's one thing to sing about it. It's another thing to activate it, to provoke it. All of us here have circles of influence. On your job, you meet people. On the social media, you meet people. You see, it used to be the only way you can go is to go to people's door. You knock on people's door, they'll shoot you about it. But you got WhatsApp. You got Twitter. You got emails. You got social media. You've been using it to displace your bikini. Ain't nobody want to see your... Ooh, help me, Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody want to see your bra. Use the platform to preach the gospel. Every day, an average American spends hours, not minutes, hours on social media. And you're doing nothing but gossip. Oh, see what code I do. And you're holding your drink, whiskey. I'm having a good time. Of what good if you build another church for $1 million plus and there's nobody in it? Somebody today needs to say, here am I. Lord, send me. Young people are looking for answers. Will you say, here am I? Lord, send me. On television, on radio, on social media, on your smartphone. I'm amazed. I was appointed by the King of my kingdom to gather all the Nigerians. I never know most of them, but I can reach all of them by the hundreds through technology, smartphone, group chat, group messages. I can talk to thousands on television. Every day I go into town, somebody will say, thank you. Yesterday, I was in Fidelia, Louisiana. I was going to Jackson, Mississippi for a meeting, and I just decided to stop at Fidelia to get some McDonald's, McGrudo. Breakfast. God is my witness. Don't tell my wife. I got me some orange juice. I got me a cup of coffee. And I thought, ain't nobody gonna see me here. My wife is not around to police me around. Nobody know my name. I'm just going to chill and enjoy myself. I got an extra sandwich. Oh, yes, I did. just minding my own business. And here comes this white lady. He says, sir, do I know you somewhere? I say, He said, yes, I know you. You're the man on TV. He said, my name is Karen Carter. He said, I've been watching you. And then amazingly, he said, I don't even go to your church, but I'm close. You know what I'm trying to tell you? People would never come into the kingdom of God unless you and me do our homework. I want to invite somebody who will say today, Lord, here am I. Send me. Find your way to the altar. I just want to agree with you that God will give you the tool, that God will give you the resources, that God will give you the heart, that God will open doors, that opportunities will come your way to invite somebody into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Singing. In few weeks, I don't know what date, your church is going to be doing a concert here. The concert is packed with the word of God. Can I be real with you? This is where your pastor is unique. Most concerts that you've done here, less than 500 people are in attendance. I put pressure on the choir. You got to do it. When they don't do it right, I get on their case. They do their homework. They spend weeks and months preparing. But nobody. You know why? It's very simple. We don't go. We don't do our assignment. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. You can see the board now. We have about 290 something people right here now. If every one of us will invite five people to church next Sunday, there will not be enough room in this house. If at that concert, you all are smart people, if 500 people invite five people, there will be 1,500 people in this building. We really don't need no TV. We really don't need no radio. You know people. You have influence. You meet people all the time. Our problem is that we are like the Jewish people. We're waiting for people to come to us. We never go to them. There's no single scripture in the word of God where Jesus said, just open the door. He said, you got to go. I want to pray with you as I'm praying with my own self, that God will use you. When I die, I want the blessing of God to be speaking in the life of my children's children, because of what Daddy did in his lifetime. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father God, I thank you. Thank you for so many who have come to say like Isaiah, Lord, here am I. Send me. Lord, I pray for the grace to go. You said in your word, I'm not just sending you, I got your back. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. Then he said, I'm with you. I got your back. He said, not only do I got your back, I'm with you always, even to the end of age. I pray for you, my brother, my sister, that all of heaven will back you up as you go. I pray for resources. Your car will never run out of gas. Your car will never break down. Your phone, you will never lack resources to pay your phone bill. Whatever you would need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, your health, your mouth, I pray that the grace of God will bless you. Lord, I pray that you will give us a heart to go. We've been playing religion for so long. Lord, I pray that you forgive us preachers for lack of teaching of the word, for lack of leading of your people. We become at ease in Zion. Have mercy on the preachers. Lord, I pray you will touch our heart. You said it loud and clear, harvest is plentiful. Central Louisiana is on fire. All kinds of craziness. People killing each other. Police can't keep up with the crime. Sheriff department are crying out for help. Lord, help us to go. Lord, I pray for the blessings upon everyone that would dare to go and preach the gospel. I pray for good health. David said, a dead man cannot praise you. Father God, I erase every disease, every sickness in our body, anything that will hinder us from going, I bind it in the name of Jesus. You said, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare season of joy. Season of happiness. No more confusion. No more delays. No more hanger. Father, I pray for a fresh anointing upon everyone standing before this altar. Give us the grace to go. Give us the grace to proclaim the gospel. Lord, I thank you for harvest. You say harvest is plentiful, laborers are few. Lord, I pray that you will activate great men and women of God in this church, that your house may be full. I thank you for increase in our life, increase in our home, increase in our business, increase in our church, increase in our community. It is so, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen. Come on, if you are in agreement with this prayer, give God the glory, shout amen. Shout amen. Shout amen. It is so, in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for being in church this morning. If you're here, you're looking for a church home, you want to be a part of what God is doing in Central Louisiana, in this house of worship. After the benediction, I want one of our pastors to please come up to do benediction.